ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
We are ready for hockey here at the O'Malley Rink. Actually, it's the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley Middle School in Gloucester. Linfield and Gloucester ready to do battle for a Division II berth here. Seeding trying to climb up a little bit. Gloucester trying to solidify a seventh seed. Linfield trying to get up to a seventh seed. And that's what's at stake here. It's a big game as far as that is concerned. League standings are all set. Nobody can move around on the league standings. Gloucester, of course, in the NEC, finishing second, and Linfield over in the Cape Ann League, and I believe the third. We'll have more on that as we get ready here. Connor Vitanz is in goal down to our left, ready to go. Gloucester with the white uniforms, the white jerseys, the red numerals, the red helmets and red pants, and the dark blue uniforms for the Linfield Pioneers. They're defending the goal down to the right. In net is Jake DeBenedictis. Of course, Connor Vitanz, the league's most valuable player in the Northeastern Conference this year. First line's on the ice, Simonetti against Costanzo, and Simonetti wins it for the Pioneers. Ronnie Fusillo sends it into the Gloucester end right away, where it's picked up by Ryan Freitas. He's trying to get it out to center, does snap right back in by Danny Mack. Costanzo has it across the line, shoots, blocked. Costanzo in the left wing, comes back out to the point, and it's taken away by the Pioneers. John Simonetti all over it, loses it, picked up by Costanzo, heads to the net, loses the puck, it's snapped out to the line by Linfield. Freitas sends it right back in on the delayed offside. Simonetti, Pifko, and Alves out there, the forwards for Linfield as Gloucester changes up. Jeremy Abreu puts it on goal, and it's a save right away by DeBenedictis, and now Linfield will have a chance to change him up. Jack Hammersley with Brendan Hanahan and Alex Bonapane for Linfield in the Pioneers' end. Gloucester winning 3-1 first time thanks to Vitanz, who has pretty much stole that game in net, according to Coach Geary for Gloucester. Play is in the Gloucester end at the moment. Abreu is crushed along the sideboards, sends it over to Marone, gets it up to Delaney, who flips it into the Linfield end, diagonally from right to left. Abreu on it, comes back to the left point. Jack Ashley sends it to the right corner, taken away by Danny Mack. Gets it out to center ice to Bonapane, and he loses it, but Mack right on it, backhands it toward the goal, chipped to the side by a Gloucester defender. And we have a penalty coming up on Linfield. Bringing it out of the zone is Robbie Schuster, and there's the call. So first penalty of the game, and it's being assessed at 1:43 of this first period. Penalty on Linfield. It is to Mack. So the faceoff will be to the left of DeBenedictis. Nice crowd for a Wednesday night. Stands about a third full. Not too bad. Not too shabby at all. Is it on the power play? He gets hit into the roughly by Pifko, and it's offside Gloucester. It may even be. It is. So let's see if we can set line. Costanzo. And looks like Bergen. The points. The others is it at center, and it's cleared immediately by Ronnie Fusillo back into the Gloucester end. Racing forward is Simonetti, but he can't come up with it. Costanzo has to go back behind his own net. He circles the net, gets some speed going. Left-handed stick handler gets it to the Linfield line, where he's met and checked there by Fusillo. Abreu has it, fires it over to the left wing. Actually, it's the left circle. Slap shot by Field goes wide. Field picks it up, heads to the slot, over to Costanzo. He's too deep. He knocks down a Linfield player, keeps the puck, drops it back to Abreu, who can't keep it in. Simonetti and Abreu both going after it. And it's Abreu comes up with it. But Simonetti all over him. Costanzo comes back to help out. Check it. It's Field. He goes back the other way. Left wing pass to Delaney. Closes, shoots. Save De Benedictis. Another shot. Save. 49 seconds left in the Gloucester power play. Freitas fires it off the end boards. It bounces out on to De Benedictis, and he'll hang on, get a stoppage in play. So 41 seconds left to go in the penalty. Two shots for Gloucester so far. No score, just underway. Linfield coming in with a record of 11-6-2 overall in D2. They've scored 43 goals and allowed 24. Gloucester, meanwhile, 11-5-3. They've scored 67 goals and allowed 41. And this draw is won by the Pioneers. They can't clear it, but they do now. Is coming out of the zone is Hammersley, and he hammers it in on goal. Save by Vatanz. Goes into the corner. Nobody home. Who's going to pick up the puck? Gets Freitas, and he gets it over to the right side to Donald. He just redirects it into the Linfield end. 17 seconds left in the Gloucester man advantage. Puck slithers back out to Marone at center. Drops it over on the left side to Schuster. Lifts it high into the Linfield zone. Goal line extended behind the goal line. Hacked at by Hennehan. Trying to get it over to Hammersley. But he can't. Left point kept in as the penalty is over. Returning to the ice for Linfield is Matt. Clears it to the Gloucester end, forcing Ashley to make a play. Goes all the way around the cage, brings it up to his own line, and he's knocked into the boards by Sean Robbins, and I think we may have another penalty, elbowing. So two hits by Linfield and two penalties on Linfield. This one called at 4:02. On Robbins. Another penalty. Almost immediately after the previous one expired, so Gloucester with another power play. They have the puck in the Linfield end. Had a couple of shots on the first power play. Field at the left point. Costanzo is at the right point. Drops it down circle right. Abreu fires it. Hits the side of the net. Abreu gets it back. Drops it to Costanzo. Circle. Headed to the net. Shoots it. A man in front, deflected, it's blocked, goes to the side, comes over to the left wing. Costanzo circling, still with it, drops it for Field, top of the circle, scores! Field, wrist shot from way out, and I guess De Benedictis didn't see it. 1-0 Gloucester, a power play. That is a power play, and that's at 4:32. 1-0 Gloucester. See if we can get an assist, but I got to pay attention to what I'm doing here. Lost a couple of goals last time I was in here. Here's a shot immediately by Pifko in on Vatanz, who makes the save along the ice. Puck is still alive, and a bad angle by Pifko. It's in front. Oh, man, it's shot just wide by Nate Alves. Oh, he had Vatanz down and out, and he put it up too high. Over the right shoulder of Vatanz and wide. And the puck is cleared to center ice by the Fisherman. We've only played 5 minutes, but this pace is ridiculous so far. And Gloucester has it again in the Linfield zone. E.J. Field heads to the corner. Sends it around the net from left to right. Pioneers have it. Mack loses it. Can't see it. It's out of our view right now. Trying to center it is Zach Morris, looking for Field, taken away by the Pioneers. Alves looking for Pifko, intercepted by Gloucester. Field with it, down low, right circle, into the corner, drops it back to Costanzo. Wow, it's a score. It might be off Field. Wow, Costanzo was almost facing south and shooting north. So Fields redirected it. Two goals for Fields. It's 2-0 Gloucester right away. Costanzo gets the assist on the first field goal, and he got it on the second one, too, I'm pretty sure. 2-0 Gloucester. 9:12 left to go, first period. So Fisherman with a few chances. They're out shooting Linfield 5-3 at the moment. Really good crowd in the student body section over to our left for the Gloucester High School Fishermen. Play in the Linfield end. Sean Robbins gets it out to center ice. Bergen fighting for the puck along the far boards. And they'll squeeze it off to Delaney at center ice for Gloucester. Shoots it to the left side. Intercepted. Here's Numbers bringing it out of the zone. Looks like it's Hennahan. Heads to the net. Not making a play. Loses it. Kashian with it. And it goes up high and taken away by Gloucester. Donald loses it. That forces Fusillo back into his own end. They look for some help from Patrick Barrett and get it. But he loses it, drops it back to Fusillo. Can't get it out. Gloucester forechecking. Pretty solid right now. Jason Leverell keeps it in. Gets it over to Donald. Aiden Donald centers it. Nobody home. And the Pioneers clear it. Inside the 8-minute mark, 2-0 Gloucester. On the far side is Bergen, or rather Schuster. He gets hit as he flips it into the Linfield end. Pioneers will try to break it out. Colin Dennison with it. Loses it at center ice. And backhanded back in by Donald into the Linfield end. Gloucester changes up. That allows Linfield to clear it. They get it to the Gloucester line, taken by Ashley. Gets it to Marone. Slides it along the near boards all the way around the perimeter to the left circle, back to the left point. And Ashley has to fight to keep it in. Can't, so it's delayed offside as Linfield brings it out. Ronnie Fusillo leading the attack, looking to get it over on the left side to Hammersley. I put the wrong number down for Hammersley. That's why I'm hesitating on his name. He's in the corner fighting for the puck in the Gloucester end, but the Fishermen break it out. Costanzo can't come up with a pass off of Zach Morris's stick. Comes to the near boards in front of the Linfield bench. Hops into the bench and will have a faceoff. 6:49 left to go. Two goals by E.J. Field. Two assists by Jack Costanzo. Maskenomets, number one seed tonight as we play the final regular season game, followed by Lincoln, Sudbury, Marblehead, and North Andover. Those are the top four in D2 North. Whistle right off the faceoff, so we'll do it again. Looks like a hand pass. Faceoff outside the Linfield line. Simonetti with Pifko and Alves. But Costanzo wins it back to Freitas. And on the turnover. And controlled by... He shoots at bad angle. Save. Rebound out in front. Goes to the corner. Another rebound shot. Oh man, Simonetti just fired it wide. Linfield missed it by that much. And Delaney brings it back for Gloucester. At the line. Bergen tripped up, drops it back to Marone on the drop pass. Marone heading to the corner, circle right, goes behind the cage, centers it. Shot by Abreu. It's loose and cleared away by Danny Mack. Mack was behind the goaltender, and it did not go in as Mack cleared it away. Goalie was out a little bit. Back to the left point. Gloucester all over Linfield at the moment. Bergen centers it, goes around to Abreu. Far boards. Where is it? Okay, Mack will have to lead it out by himself. He does. And it's just poke check back to center ice by Zach Morris. This is going to be icing on Linfield. 5.5 left to go. Between first and second periods, I'm going to replay the interview that we did earlier with Andy Jackson. Andrew Jackson picked up his 100th win last week for Maskenomet. And then between periods 2 and 3, we'll talk with Newburyport coach Paul Yameen, who picked up his 200th win last week. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. It's 2-0 Gloucester early on. 5.5 left to go, first period. Puck trickles out to center ice under the stick of Schuster. Across the line, Dennison for Linfield. Drops it back to the point. Teed up by Fusillo, shoots it wide. Comes around all the way outside of the zone where it's chipped at by Toby Campbell. And it is an offside. I'm not sure what this is, penalty. Face-off is at center ice, so no, it's not a penalty. I don't know what happened, but it's at center ice. And nobody scored. At least I didn't see anybody scored, nobody roared, and the horn didn't go off. Plays in the Gloucester end. Linfield trying to get some pressure. They've had some good chances, and Vatanz has been equal to it. The reigning NEC most valuable player. Stolen right out in front, trying to stuff it. Oh, man, great chance that time by Tashian. And he has it back at center. Over to Simonetti. He's knocked down. Into the Gloucester end. Ashley. Left wing feed. Costanzo. Right wing feed. Field across the Linfield line. Tries to get back to Costanzo. Kept in by Schuster. Shoots it from left to right into an empty corner. Pioneers on it. Hemmed in back at their own line. Their own goal line. Danny Mack, however, gets it up to the blue line, and it goes out of the zone. Bonapain gets it into the Gloucester end. Over to Hammersley. He's hit into the boards, gets some help from Hennehan. Crowd of people on the far. Comes back to Mack, centers it. Shot deflected wide by Hammersley. Excellent chance that time by Hammersley, just kind of sliding from left to right. Abbott for Gloucester across the Linfield line. Oh, and he's blocked nicely, checked nicely by Patrick Barrett as he came across, and that allows Linfield to take it. Sean Robbins for the Pioneers, looking to get it up to Hammersley in deep. He loses it. Abbott at center ice for Gloucester. Goes back to Danny Mack. Tries to get it to Simonetti. Picked up by Hammersley. No, it is Simonetti. He's got Hammersley trailing Simonetti to the net. Tries to center. It does. Mack shoots. Scores! Mack from Simonetti. No chance that time for Vatanz. Sort of a give and go. The slot cleared out. Simonetti saw Mack, gave it to him. Mack's about 10 feet away, up over the left shoulder of Vatanz. It's 2-1. Gloucester leading, but Linfield has cut the lead. More people filling into the Talbot rink. Bouncing puck in on Vatanz. Dangerous bounce. He's able to knock it away. So Linfield feels it. There's a shot from the left angle. Pifko right off the near boards. Vatanz forced to make the save. Simonetti over to Nate Alves. We have a penalty? Nope, just a delayed offside. 3 minutes left to go. First period. It has been entertaining. 2-1, Gloucester. Fisherman form it up. They're at the line with a 2-on-2 shot. Stick save by De Benedictus as Abreu is slammed into the end boards. Nate Alves loses it at center. And it's deflected by Bergen into the Pioneer end. He's just kind of going back and forth at center ice right now. Gloucester will finally send it in. Zach Morris will chase it. Can't come up with it. Simonetti does. Gets it out to center ice. And that's going to require Marone to hustle back, and it's going to be offside anyway. Icing on Linfield. Pair of goals by E.J. Field. One a power play for Gloucester. Senior captain Danny Mack scoring for Linfield. Costanza wins this draw in the Linfield end. Gets it back to Marone. Slides it over to Schuster. Left side. Oh, shot along the ice. Ashley with the shot. And a very quick save by De Benedictus. Cleared out by Linfield. This will not be icing. Two guys hustling in for the Pioneers into the left corner. Nobody has it at the moment. Finally picked up by Bonapain. He has it, centers it, and it's an in-tight shot and save. Not really a kind of a bad angle for Hammersley. He was right on top of Vatanz. So Vatanz was right there, put the glove down as the stick was heading toward him and made the save. Hammersley in the middle, Bonapane on the left side. Looks like Hennehan on the right side. No, now it's... I don't know who that is. Comes to the other end. Delaney in the Linfield end. Shoots it, goes off the backboard. He's chasing it. Comes over to Abreu. He's drops it back to Schuster. Slides it back to Abreu. On the far boards, in the corner. Goes behind the net. Centers it, comes back out to the right point. Freitas closes, and it is blocked by Jack Hammersley. Still, though, it's in the Linfield end. Minute 10 left to go in the period. Foster pressing. Abreu, tough angle, shoots it. Glove save, goes up over the cage. Comes back out to the left point. Schuster off the boards. Goes into the left corner, back to Freitas, right point. Drops it to Abreu. Bad angle, centers it. And it's intercepted by the Pioneers. And Bonapane is able to just trickle it in on goal from long distance. So no icing. This could be icing on Gloucester, though. Nope, they're going to wave it off. 40 seconds left to go in the period. Both teams will change. 2-0 Gloucester. Fisherman at center. Knocked down by Pifko. Blasted into the Gloucester end. Costanzo has it. It's gently around the boards. Kept in by Pifko, right side, far boards, two guys on him, fighting for the puck is Alves, and it hops up in the air, Alves is crunched as he tries to center it, hit by Marone. 6 seconds left to go in the period, Gloucester has the puck behind the cage, Linfield trying to center it, and that's going to end the period, no, 8/10 of a second left. Vatanz reached out and just stole it as guys were fighting for the puck just outside the crease, so he decided to put an end to it and grabbed the thing himself. One of the few faceoffs in the Gloucester end, beat it left of Vatanz. Simonetti against Costanzo. Simonetti wins it. As the buzzer sounds, the shot is taken. The save is made, and the period is over. So two goals for Gloucester in that first period, one for Linfield, and that's where we are after one. A couple of goals by E.J. Field, the answering goal by Danny Mack. And it's 2-1 Fisherman. So after one, oh, shots on goal. I didn't give you that, did I? 9-6, favor the Fisherman. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back and listen in to Andrew Jackson as he picked up his 100th win at Masconomet High School a week ago. This is MSO News Sports, high school hockey here on MSO.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
All right, now talking with Masconomet High School hockey coach Andrew Jackson. And coach, let's get this thing started here. Congratulations, man. 100 wins. You're enjoying some rarefied air there, coach, so congratulations.
Thank you. Met a lot of good players, and I mean, definitely share with our staff, Andrew Bobo, Mark Pinella, Don Roach, and Matt Cardillo. They deserve a ton of the credit as well. It's a big Masco family over here, and we're fortunate we've had some great student athletes and coaches. We just want to go for 101 on Monday.
Yeah, I see that coming up. We're going to talk about that. What? How long have you been a head man at Masco, Coach?
So this is our eighth year.
Wow.
As on varsity, yeah. Then seven before that as JV right out of college. So been there a while.
Well, you know what? You got a long way to go too, man. You're just hitting your stride. I talked with Bean recently, you know, on his 200th, and it's just an amazing thing, man. 100 wins, 200 wins. Good Lord. But you know, I'm wondering, Coach, you go back to your JV days, man, as coach, and you go back to your assistant coaching days, but then you become head man. Do you remember your first win?
I think it might have been at Methuen, maybe. I think it was at Methuen. But we had to wait, I think, four or five, six games in the season that first year. It was fun, but I remember the beginning was frustrating. It took a little while there.
You know, Coach, you go along, and as I said, as head man now, really, the years fly by pretty quickly, but is there a signature win? Is there a game that you remember in the last few years here that stands out in terms of being the head coach and something you remember like, wow, this is really special? I know they're all special. I get that. But,
right.
You know, something that really stood out to you, you know, man, this is great.
Yeah, honestly, the one win that stands out was in the North quarterfinals. We were playing Marblehead. I think they were their number one seed. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon LaFada was flying down the left wing. He stopped short, passed it over to Anthony Mancini, and he roofed the puck with like a minute and a half left. And so we upset Marblehead, and that was like probably the most exciting game we've been a part of. That play will be embedded in my memory forever.
Yeah, I get that. I still see, when we first started broadcasting on MSO, I still see Tommy Salah scoring at the Boston Garden, and I can still picture that. So it is special. Yeah. Well, you guys have had a special year to date, and, you know, the pressure's on, Andrew, really. You've played some great games. You've held, I don't see anybody scored more than 3 goals against you. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so we talked about that last week, your overall defense and so on. And you had a big win recently against Westford, so why don't you mention that one, and then we can get into the Danvers game coming up.
Yeah, honestly, Westford is excellent. Their record kind of isn't indicative of the team they are because they play such a difficult schedule. But they're a good team. They, you know, should be making the D1 tournament the next couple of days here. And they at times carry the play. They're very, very fast. The only other team I thought that was as fast on us, on the forecheck and pressuring us was Canton.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're a terrific team. They had a couple bounces not go their way. And, you know, we just kind of weathered the storm early on because they're fighting for, I think, 2 points to get in the tournament. So, our guys, you know, kind of had to reset and reacclimate to the speed, and then once we did, I thought we played better in the second half of the game and started to carry the play. But it was a battle. That was a really good game. That was great. That was exactly what we want leading up into the tournament.
Yeah, and you've got a couple more tough ones coming up too. I mean, Danvers is no slouch. You got them on the holiday, and then Division One back into Division One against Melrose. So, what's the goal now, Coach? I mean, you're getting ready for the tournament, and what do you have to do against these two teams? Sort of fine tune things and just make sure guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. One thing we haven't really had to question a whole lot is like our effort level this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we're going to show up, I know we're going to show up every night with our senior leadership. It is, you know, fine-tuning stuff. As you get in the tournament, we practice more, you know, 4-on-4, 3-on-3, if we should ever go to overtime, make sure we get our shootout guys ready to go and they got their moves ready. It's really exciting. You know, we really build up as far as, you know, face-off plays and special teams, you know, to really have it working on all cylinders moving into the next couple of weeks here.
You know, I want to look to Division II here for a second, Coach. Familiar territory up there with you, and there's Lincoln Sudbury, you know, right there, north there. No, Triton is right there, and you guys have had a great record against Triton. Marblehead, I mean, North Shore Schools, Tewksbury, and Linfield. Linfield having coming on pretty strong here toward the end.
Yeah, D2 North is loaded this year. Just having a conversation with the Westford coach, and he's like, you know what, I think the Division II MPC Merrimack Valley Conference this year is stronger than the D1 Merrimack Valley Conference this year, with North Andover, Boston Latin, Lincoln Sudbury, and Tewksbury. I mean, they just lost to BC High 4-3. So, yeah, D2 North is pretty stacked this year, and it's going to be a tough road, but I think we're mentally ready for it, and just kind of fine-tune things, and we're excited for the challenge.
I got a question off the wall. How many coaches at Masco have 100 wins?
Probably just me and Bob Driscoll, who was here for 30 years. I think he had a little few over 300. So, and he was there for, you know, I think it was 32, 33 years.
Yeah.
And he was my coach when I was coming up. And, you know, he was a great guy and had a lot of great teams. And I don't even know who the coach was before him, honestly.
Right. So. All right, but man, you know, it's got to feel good, Coach. You know, you've been a Masco guy, and to get that, any special celebration, any special card, any special response from any of your kids or former kids?
Yeah, I got a bunch of texts from former players, which is nice to hear. And honestly, a couple, you know, a bunch of coaches from around too reached out, which is nice. You know, I honestly didn't even know where we were at. I had asked Phil Stacy, I'm like, hey, I know we're getting close here, and so I don't really keep our, you know, win-loss records, and he was the one who told me, you know, exactly how many we had left or whatever, so thanks to Phil for that. It's been fun. It's been 8 years have gone by in a blink.
Yeah, Phil's an encyclopedia with everything about that stuff. Well, it's a great fraternity you're in, Coach, and we'll talk to you before you get your next 100, I'm sure.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Looking forward to following you guys in the tournament. And once again, congratulations, Coach. Just a great, great thing.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. All right, talk to you later.
All right.
That is Masconomen High School hockey coach Andrew Jackson with 100 wins. This is MSONewsSports.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and Bradford Tavern.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so because Anderson Windows and patio doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Okie dokie, we get ready for the second period. Gloucester's been out on the ice for a while with a little second period warm-up. Linfield just returning to action now. It is 2-1. Gloucester leading it. They struck quickly. First goal came at 4:32 of the first on a power play. EJ Field being set up by Costanzo. They did the same thing. A minute and 5 seconds later, Field from Costanzo to make it 2-0 at 5:37. And then Danny Mack got Linfield on the board with a nice setup from Simonetti. Captain John Simonetti feeding Mack, coming down the slot. He powered it home up over the shoulder of Vatanz. That one came at 11:35, and this is where we are. Gloucester out shooting Linfield 9-6 as we return to the ice. It is Simonetti out there centering Nate Alves and Sam Pifko. He's got Patrick Barrett, one defense, and the other defense is Ronnie Fusillo. Voss are out there with Costanzo, Morris, and Field. They've got Schuster, and I can't see who the other defenseman is. As Costanzo wins it, gets it to Schuster, gets it up to center ice, and play is at center at the moment. Costanzo has to retreat toward his own goal, winds it up, and backhands it into the Linfield end. It's offside. No, it is icing. Freitas is the other defenseman. Couldn't see the number out there. Got about a half-packed house here tonight on a Wednesday night. Pretty cool. Last regular season of the game for both teams, as the tournament will begin very soon, and the D2 seedings will be all set probably after tonight, I would think. Nick Kukru is not with me tonight, so I can't ask him. He's the man who would know, for sure. Play resumes in the Gloucester end. Freitas loses it right out in front. Simonetti blasts it wide. Oh, man. Bad turnover for Gloucester, and Simonetti just shot it wide. Simonetti chips it into the Gloucester end again. Freitas is the first one back, tries to get it to Field, intercepted at the line, kept in. Pipko has it. He centers it. Nobody home. Costanzo with it for Gloucester. Circles behind his own net, winding up, puts the brakes on, goes the other way. Drops it off to Field on the near board, centers it, or checks it, slides it all the way down into the Linfield end, and it's icing again. So a couple of quick icings here on Gloucester, first minute of play, 2-1 Gloucester as we start the second, but obviously Linfield coming out with a burr in their saddle. Time it's Hennehan against Hemmersley and with Hemmersley and Bonapane, and Hennehan wins it, but it's stolen by Delaney. He gets it to a Brew, weak shot, misses the target, goes wide, bounces off the end boards, can't be cleared by Pioneers though, and finally it's taken away on the left side. No, it's kept in, but now Lacoste fires it out of the Linfield end. No icing. Gloucester has to race to pick it up. They do, but Linfield's all over it. And it's Hemmersley with it. It is Hemmersley. He centers it, comes back to the left point. Lacoste tees it up, shoots it wide. Oh, Bonapane on it. He drops it over to the left point, kept in by Lacoste, goes down low to Hennehan, fighting for it, gets it, turns around, shoots it, hits the side of the net. Gloucester not able to get it out of the zone. Linfield controlling the play at the moment. Fisherman clear it. Costanzo can't come up with it. Back checking is Hammersley. Jack Hammersley with it. Cross the line. Shoots it into an empty corner as Pioneers need to change up. First man down is Sean Robbins. He comes up with the puck. Taken away, though, by Tim Marone of Gloucester, but can't clear it. Kept in by Tajian. And he loses it. Robbins comes up with it. Still, it's in the Gloucester end. And now Robbins has it, looking to make a play. Centers it, and it goes just wide. Couldn't quite come up with it in the slot. Right in front of his own net. Oh, man, dangerous play. Then Donnell. Puck comes out to center ice, though, on a bad pass. Once again, right across the line is Fusillo. Heads to the net. Gets some help from Tajian. Has it on the end boards, taken by Abreu, though. Gloucester can't get it out of the zone. Hemmed in, finally. It is Freitas with it, and they're able to get it out to center ice. And they'll clear it into the Linfield end as the fishermen need to change. Freitas will track it down, has to go back behind his own net. Puts the brakes on, blind pass, goes over the left side to Zach Abbott, and he'll just backhand it out of the zone. Good pressure by Linfield to start the second period. They are all over Gloucester. No shots on goal, but it's been close. Plays at center. Tyler Scapatullo with it. And the shot actually goes in on the tens from long range. Makes a save into the corner. Comes back to the center point. Alves flips it up high. Goes into the right corner. In the Gloucester end still. Freitas has it. Or checking. Relentless. Patrick Barrett shoots it. It's in the slot. Cleared to the side. Can't see it right now. It's out of our vision. Jack Levereaux for Gloucester. He loses the puck. Taken away by the Pioneers. Simonetti has it. He shoots it toward the cage, but it's blocked. Turn around by Simonetti. Save. Open net. Missed. Oh, man. A swing and a miss. by Sam Pipko. Play still in the Gloucester end. 10:53 left to go, second period. Linfield just tremendous forechecking. Shot from the circle, saved by Vatanz. Alves had him dead to right. Vatanz made the save. A tired Field. E.J. Field across the line. He shoots, and DeBenedictis makes the save. Fisherman will change up. Finally getting into the Linfield end. Ashley is able to keep it in. Sends it low. Field can't come up with it. Linfield does. Patrick Barrett looks ahead to Alves. Comes into the Gloucester end. Bench, I should say. Matt Muniz makes the catch. And just like that, it's 10-10 shots on goal. So four shots to one so far, Linfield. In the second period, 2-1 Gloucester, though. First faceoff in the Linfield end in the second period. Once again, it's won by Simonetti. I think he's won all the faceoff. Or check it, it's Hanrahan this time. Costanzo is being bothered by Hanrahan. And the puck will just come out of the zone. Hacked off the boards by Ashley. Taken away by Fusillo. Stolen by Fields to Costanzo. Easy goal. Fields to Costanzo into the open net. It's 3-1. Costanzo's goal this time from Field. Breakdown in communication in the Linfield. 5 minute mark. It's 3-1. Gloucester. So, 6 points so far for Costanzo and Field. DeBenedictis was over on Field, over on the left side, which allowed the opening behind him on the right side, and Field just slid it across, an easy tap-in for Costanzo. So Gloucester has regained the two-goal lead after a relentless start. First 5 minutes of this period for Linfield. Play back in the Gloucester, the Linfield end. 3-1. Fisherman. Costanzo once again with it, weaving, shoots it. Man, glove save, wicked shot. And just flashing out the glove before it went in the net up for his left shoulder was DeBenedictis. Live program tomorrow, Thursday, Connections, 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. Plenty of guests on our little North Shore type news magazine, North Shore magazine type news magazine. I don't know, you know what I'm trying to say. Pioneers break it out. Bonapane looking for Hanrahan, too far. Hashian centers it, it's a loose puck, it's just chipped to the sideboards and cleared out of the zone. The Linfield line. He's going to truck down into near. A couple of Pioneers on him, but Abreu fights for it. Comes back to Schuster at the left point. Through a crowd of legs, skates, doesn't get through, goes into the near corner once again. Delaney loses it, comes out to center ice. The puck does anyway. And it's off the boards to Abreu. Tries to make a move, gets it to Delaney, heads down the slot. And has to go circling a cage, centers it. Abreu can't get a stick on it. A whole bunch of Pioneers there surrounding DeBenedictis, and they were able to get it out of the zone. Might have a breakout here for Tashian. Here we go. Makes a move. Shoots. Weak backhander. Couldn't get the shot off. He broke in alone, but couldn't quite get good wood on it or a good stick on it. Play still in the Gloucester end. Freitas looking for Delaney. Kept in at the left point. Barrett with it. Delaney bugging him. And cleared out to center ice by Gloucester. Donald can't come up with it. Delayed offside on Linfield. They'll change up. 8 minutes left to go. Almost halfway through the game. 3-1 Gloucester. Kept in at the left point by Fusillo. And cleared by Gloucester. This is icing. Third Gloucester goal coming at the 5 minute mark of the second period. Costanzo from Field. John Gardner on the bench for Linfield as the head coach. Big, tall dude, along with his brother Jay. On the other side, Derek Geary's no short guy either. Have to reach up to these guys when I interview them. 7.5. We're halfway through the game. Play once again in the Gloucester end, where it's been most of the second period, and yet Gloucester has the goal. Levereaux fighting to get it to the line, but it's kept in at the line by Fusillo. On the far boards to Simonetti. He'll redirect it around to Alves on the near boards in the corner. Kept in at the right point. Stolen by Gloucester. They get it out of the zone. Still at center, but now it is Fusillo with it. He has to go behind his own net and drops it around the cage to Barrett. Shoots it long, left wing feed. And it's a shot from long range. Hit the post. I thought it was in. Pifko from way out on top of the circle. Looked like it went in, but it didn't hit the post. And Gloucester will come away with it. Costanzo flying out of the zone. Up ice, across the line, into the corner. Misfires on the shot, being bothered just enough by Fusillo. Centering pass. Field can't come up with it. Freitas. Somebody. Nope. He's got it. Mid-zone. Far boards. Stolen, though, by Mack. Clears it out to center. And elbows get up high. We have a whistle, I think. Hand pass? Yeah, I think it's a hand pass. So getting a little chippy here in the second period. Linfield has been all over Gloucester, but Gloucester's got the goal. And the face-off to the right of the Tans. Costanzo by himself. Deflects off a skate out to center ice. Field gets it over to Marone. And, it was Zach Morris heading to the net. But it's intercepted. Mack has it for Linfield in the Gloucester end. And Henrahan has it. Gets it off the board. Stolen by Gloucester back at their own line. Schuster. From one blue line to the other. Long clear in by Bonapane. Wide of the Tans. Freitas can't do anything with it, being bothered by a couple of pioneers. Costanzo comes over to help out, but it's Mack who slides it down low, gets it over to Pifko, who shoots it wide. Around the cage it goes under the other side, and the fishermen bring it out. 2-on-1 at the moment. Field shoots, and it's a save. Field closed to within about 15 feet, fired it up high, glove save. By Di Benedictis. 5.5 left to go. Middle frame, 3-1 Gloucester. Well, apparently it went up high, went out of the rink. It wasn't a save, it was deflected. Well, it was a save, but it was deflected. It wasn't held onto. So the faceoff is outside the blue line. Simonetti against Abreu. Boy, Simonetti is so good on those faceoffs. Won another one. At the line, at the Linfield line. Looking to make a play. He's backtracking as Simonetti. Abreu steals it at center ice. He in turn loses it to Simonetti. And it goes right back to Delaney. Cross ice feed. Abreu slap shot. Way wide from the circle. Abreu, check it. Ashley keeps it in. Down low to Abreu. Left side. Delaney, goal line behind the cage. Abreu, it's in his skates. Loses it. Comes around to the near corner. Cleared out by Linfield. Ashley fighting to keep it in, sends it to the right side, long shot with Bergen on the doorstep, saved by Di Benedictis. Comes around to the near boards, cleared out by the Pioneers. Long left wing feed, closing shot goes wide by Pifko. Man, he can fly. And there's another blast from the right stick, saved by Vatans, all the way out to center ice. Mack with it. We're down to 4:21 left to go. Second period, 3-1, Gloucester. Shots are even at the moment, 12-12. Everybody up on both benches. Nobody's sitting on the benches. Everybody's standing. All the players. Penalty coming up on Gloucester on a tripping play as Linfield goes hit right toward the net. Couldn't see who it was. but this is definitely a penalty on Gloucester. Coming at 10:51. It's on Freitas. Five on four now for Linfield. Chance for them to try to climb back within one. Simonetti wins this one again. Comes back to the point. Teeing it up. Nope. Going into the right corner. Fisillo sends it all the way around. Alves is back at the right point. Fisillo is the left point. Goes to center point. Fakes the slap shot. Goes down low to Alves. He shoots. Rebound. Uh-oh. What happened? The puck was live and they blew the whistle. I have no idea why. One of the officials is waving his hand. The motion like a breaststroke. I don't know what that is. Penalties, the faceoff will be outside the zone. All right, Simonetti wins this one again. And it's going to come back to Fisillo. And he skates cautiously into the zone. Unattended, drops it back to Alves at the right point. Back to Fisillo. Simonetti heads to the slot. Simonetti tries to redirect the shot from Alves. Then it goes wide. 1:17 remaining in the penalty. Nine shots in this period for Linfield to three for Gloucester. They had something like 40 or 45 shots in the first game. The Tan stopped all but one of them. Players at center ice at the moment. Fisillo, long pass to Pifko. He flies down that left wing again, still with it. Puck stays with him and he shoots. It's a save for Tans. Whoa, baby. Up close and personal that time. But Tans makes the save. Another stop. A faceoff to his right. A minute left in the Linfield power play. Costanzo wins this faceoff. Is able to get it to Ashley, but he can't get it out as he's hemmed in behind the cage. Get some help from Schuster, but Simonetti's there fighting for it. A whole bunch of folk there. And Simonetti still fighting Schuster. Schuster wins that battle. Slides it through the opening and clears it. So Gloucester will change his penalty killers. Pioneers will form it up. Fisillo all by himself from blue line to blue line. To Alves, top of the circle, through a screen, goes wide. Simonetti, rebound, scores! Simonetti from Alves, it's 3-2. He had the open side. Put it home. Power play goal. At 12-18. Make it 12-28. 3-2. Man, you can't close your eyes for a second. Simonetti pumped it home. That was a bit of a delay here. And now we resume. So Alves set up Simonetti that time. Actually, it was a shot, and he had the rebound and just tucked it home behind the Tans, who had no chance once again. 3-2. Each goalie has made some great saves, but there's some great shots too. There's a long shot by Hanahan from long range, and it's gloved by the Tans, who hangs on this time. 2:07 left to go. Second period. This is what you expect when you see Gloucester and Linfield. These guys duke it out every game. Two excellent programs. Two excellent coaching staffs. On the attack, Linfield comes back out. Can't be kept in at the point by Patrick Barrett, so he'll send it in, delayed offside. And they'll tag up. Hanrahan is first man in. Get some help from Hammersley. Hanrahan and Hammersley are fighting for the puck with the three Gloucester players on them. still on the far corner. Down in the Gloucester end. And we have a whistle. Interference on somebody. Might be on Linfield. .1329 is the time of the penalty, and it is on Linfield. It's to Hammersley. For interference. Well, he gets the 2 minutes with a minute and a half left to play in the period. And Gloucester up by two, check it, by one. Simonetti cutting the lead down to one late in the second period. Field to Abreu, back to Field. Slap shot, deflected, rebound, loose puck, still loose, cleared to the side. And cleared out of the zone by Linfield. No, it wasn't cleared out of the zone. I guess it was cleared out of the rink, so the faceoff will be back in the Linfield end. 1:17 left to play, second period. Costanzo wins the faceoff. Two in a row. Drops it back to Field. Left point. Over to Abreu. Right point. Costanzo cruising. Drops it to the circle right. Abreu. Block up tight. Cleared by Simonetti. Costanzo will pick it up and head back up ice after going toward his own net. Self pass off the boards. Down the slot. Just can't. Field keeps it in at the left point. Drops it down low. Corner. Near side. Back to Field. Field has it. Top of the screen, blocked by Simonetti, backhanded, kept in by Labruzzo. But Costanzo gets it, Simonetti has it, but it's still in the Gloucester end. Bergen fighting for it. He's hammered into the boards, gets it over to Field. Field will go to center point, drops it back to Abreu, closes, shot is deflected up high. Far boards, Costanzo, 19 seconds left to go in the period. Stick handles, Field keeps it in, misfires, and cleared away by Sam Pifko. 10 seconds left to go. I don't think it's time for Gloucester to come up ice with it. We'll see. Field behind his own net. Gets it to Donald. 3 seconds left. Lets it go for Costanzo. Back to Donald. That's it. Well, it was a one-goal lead for Gloucester after one. It's a one-goal lead for Gloucester after two in an exciting hockey game. We're going to take a quick break here and listen in to Paul Yamin. But in the second period, it was Costanzo from Field at the five-minute mark, making it 3-1. And Simonetti closed the gap to 3-2 for Linfield at 12:28 after Field scored a pair in the first, and Mack the answering goal for Linfield in the first as well. Shots show 13 for Gloucester overall and 17 for Linfield. That means Gloucester had 4 shots in the period and Linfield had 11. 3-1, 3-2 Gloucester. 3-2 Gloucester after 2.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and Bradford Tavern.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so because Anderson Windows and patio doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our 3 locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Bohr. Happy to be joined now once again by Newbury Report coach Paul Yamin. Coach, it's been too long. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You are well. Well, I'm well, too. But, Coach, I really congratulate you on the 200th win as head coach. I'm trying to imagine what it must have been like way back when you first started. And how long have you been at Newbury Report now?
I've completed 17 years, I believe.
17 as head coach, okay. And you got your 200th win the other night, so obviously that is a tremendous milestone. And I'm wondering, do you remember what it was like your first year coaching, thinking about, I don't know, maybe not 200 wins, but about getting that first win?
Yeah, you know, I definitely remember the first year was a difficult year, but, you know, looking back on it, I think, you know, it happened for a reason, and it just made us, you know, we had a philosophy coming in here, Jed Beauplant and I, my assistant coach. We wanted to build a program that would be able to compete with the best teams in the state. So, you know, the 200 wins was really never a goal. We've really never thought about it, truthfully. You know, I think it's great because it just means a lot of guys, good hockey players in our program, won a lot of good games. So, you know, we're happy about that.
Well, you know, I know you don't think about it, and maybe it's not a goal, but nonetheless, when you get there, and maybe this isn't the right time to talk about it even, but looking back, I mean, you know, not many coaches get to do that, and you have had such success and developed such a culture at Newburyport that, you know, on a personal level, you got to feel pretty proud of the fact that that you've done this, but also it does reflect on the entire Newburyport High School hockey scene.
Yeah, we're definitely proud. You know, there are certain things, like, you know, I'm most proud of, you know, from day one, I've been with Jed Beauplant and Jeff Gadatis as my assistant coaches. You know, 17 years we've been together. Right now we have two assistant coaches on our bench that played for us 10 years ago on our state championship team, Derek Freeman and Billy Boudreau. I also have a former player, Gavin LaValle, running our JV program. All those guys played in our state championship team. So, real proud about that. Real proud about the 200 wins. You know, we're happy. Not too happy we didn't make the tournament this year, but, you know, that'll motivate us more for next year.
Well, there are reasons, you know, that there are ups and downs, of course. And, you know, high school hockey is not like the pros. You can't go out and recruit guys. You got to take with, you know, yeah, what you have and so on. And plus other teams, they have their ups and downs and they get better. Yep. But you know, looking at your teams over the years, Coach, and I was talking to former Marblehead coach Bob Jackson the other night. And what's really cool is when, and I'm a former teacher, so what's really cool is when you're out somewhere, it could be out to dinner with someone, it could be, you know, it could be at the grocery store, but somebody comes up and says, "Coach, how you doing?" And you haven't seen this guy in a while, and he remembers one little thing that you said or did, or maybe a game, and that's sort of the satisfaction. And I'm sure you've had some moments like that over the years that makes it all worthwhile.
Oh yeah, definitely. I got a season mail Monday morning from a player on my, I think it was our second year. He was a captain, senior captain, Joe Hill, for us. You know, just congratulating us. And, you know, I haven't seen Joe in I don't know how long, but, you know, just to read his words, and it makes it feel good, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Coach, this year I know you're disappointed in the outcome, in the record and so on, and yet your team has been competitive. So tell me a little bit about the makeup of this team and you know, what you think, where you guys are headed.
Well, we have three seniors playing for us. That's pretty much how it's been all year. So we're a young team, and, you know, we were dealt kind of a big blow there at the beginning of the year. Our returning goalie, who would be a junior this year, tore his AC and MCL and his knee, so he hasn't touched the ice for us this year. So, you know, we had a freshman pretty much play all year for us in net, and he's done a good job. But, you know, we kind of had to thrust him in there. So it's not easy replacing you know, a quality goaltender. But I think we've done okay. We've battled. You know, we've been in every game except with the exception of St. John. So I think we'll be that much better for our next year.
Well, I was looking at your schedule, and, you know, coming down the stretch here, you know, you tied Masco, which is huge. Although they get credit for an overtime win, you know, you're competitive with everybody. You beat Amesbury, and even the Triton game. The Triton game was close.
Yeah, that's another tough one there. I think we got, well, you know, we lost 2-1, but it was a great game. It always is when we play them. It was a battle, so that game could have went either way. we had a couple of hiccups along the way that, you know, we've thrown a few points away. So, you know, we're going to hopefully we'll learn from this.
All right, tell us about the future, Coach. What do you, you know, who are the kids that we're going to look for from next year? Or you can even mention your seniors, if you would, because we haven't talked with you guys so far this season, and that's my fault. But tell me a little bit about your leaders this year and then maybe what you're looking for going into next year.
Yeah, well, we have a senior this year. Ben Reynolds has done a great job for us. He's got somewhere around 20 goals this year, so he'll be playing in the Shriners game representing us, and so we're proud of that. You know, we got a bunch of underclassmen that have had good years. We have Owen Spence, who's a junior defenseman, has had a fantastic year, so, you know, I think he'll be quite a player next year, and we'll have our goalie returning, Jackson Marshall, as a senior next year, so, you know, we look forward to him coming back and playing. And John Groff has been a real good sophomore for us this year. He has about 22 points this year as a sophomore. So we've also had quite a bit of action this year. So We've had six on the roster, and they've all got a little bit of action, but three. So we'll bring back some experience and hopefully we'll learn from mistakes this year.
In terms of improvements, Paul, what do you look at on your team? Where would you pick an area that your team has improved and you are pleased, Coach?
Well, I think defensively we've been pretty good this year. You know, we've tried, you know, to play good tight defense in zone and keep the shots from the perimeter. I think we've done that, but it also has hindered our scoring a little bit, you know, playing that type of style. So we hope to score some more goals next year and play the quality type of defense that we have this year.
Well, again, a very competitive year, and I know you're disappointed in not making the tournament. But on the other hand, you know, Masco just kind of walked away with it this year, and they look pretty strong. How do you see them in Division II this year?
I think they'll do fine. Andrew Jackson does a great job over there. He's had our number for the past couple of years. But, you know, every time we play him, it's a battle. We had a two-goal lead there with 8 minutes left in the game, and, you know, we had 2 minutes of just inexperienced breakdowns, and they capitalize. So, you know, they got some good senior leadership there. I expect they'll do very well in the Division II tournament.
Final thing is, Paul, I know you probably haven't thought a lot about reflecting on 200 wins because you're still in the middle of your coaching career, and you're still planning, you're working, you're getting things ready to get kids, you know, out there on the ice and do the best you can every single night. But if you were to look back on your coaching career thus far, is there a year, a team, a game that comes to mind in terms of, man, this is what I got into it for. This is what's really cool. And it could even be year to year. I mean, Coach, even when you don't make the playoffs, you've got a lot of good stuff going on. But if you look back, is there something really special about coaching Newburyport?
Well, you know, a lot of the relationships I've made along the way with players and coaches, you know, some of the players are like friends to me now. You know, the wins, the amount of wins, honestly, never really thought about it. I just, you know, I don't know if this sounds strange or not, but some of the ties and tough losses that we've had, I think are better than some of the wins. You know, we've always just wanted to play the best teams in the state, win, lose, or draw, and be competitive against them. And I think we've done that, and I think we're going to continue to try and do that.
You know, you mentioned the kids coming back who are now your friends as adults. Isn't it kind of weird when they come in and they call you Coach and they call you Mr. Yameen and you're trying to say, hey, wait a minute, how about calling me Paul?
Well, the majority of them still call me Coach.
Of course.
Some of them are you know, in their mid-30s now. Joe Hill, who is, again, my second-year captain, fantastic player, great center. He still calls me Coach, you know, when I run into him, but the majority of them, it's still Coach, yeah.
Of course, of course. Well, you know, it's a mark of respect, and it's something that you're going to have forever, but geez, Paul.
All right, we got to break into this as we're almost through with that interview with Coach. Seconds left, and congratulations to Coach Yameen on his 200th win, and also, of course, to Andrew Jackson on his 100th win as we are ready for the third period. It's 3-2 Gloucester as, guess what, Simonetti wins the opening faceoff of the third period. Gloucester up by one, each team with a goal in that second period. Linfield came out really strong to open the second period, but Gloucester got the opening goal, and then Linfield came back. As we start the third period, Gloucester brings it down into the Linfield end. Simonetti steals it, tries to pick an opening, knocked down by Costanzo, and it comes out to center ice. Costanzo at the line, looking for field, shoots it, rebound. Oh, man. Goalie goes flying, Delaney goes flying, and the net becomes dislodged, and so you have that whistle. Actually, that was Bergen out there with that first line. So Coach Geary changing up a tad. Faceoff will come outside the zone as it was Bergen who crashed into the net and impeded DeBenedictis, goalie, down to our right. Linfield defending to the right, Gloucester defending to the left. Pioneers head up ice. Barrett with it. Slides it to the line, gets it right back. Goes over to Scapatullo. He goes further down left to Hammersley. Actually, it was Fusillo. Comes back to center. Stolen by Linfield. Alves with it. Can't come up with it. Crashed into the boards near side. In the corner. Still in the Gloucester end. Nothing making its way toward Vatanz at the moment. There's a shot from a bad angle by Pifko. Goes around to the other side. Kept in by Barrett from his right defense position. Gloucester can't get it out. Schuster tries. Intercepted by Simonetti cutting across the slot. Weak shot. Glove save by Vatanz. Played a minute and a half here in the third, jockeying for position in the D2 seating for the state tournament coming up. Brendan Henrahan with Alex Wolpe, Bonapane, and Jack Hammersley. Henrahan wins it, drops it back to Mack at the left point. Looking down low for Bonapane. Over to Henrahan behind the cage. Now it's back to Bonapane, to Henrahan again. Behind the net, centers it. Vatanz is right there and redirects it to field. Out of the zone, Costanzo flying, cuts it to the middle, shoots. Whoa, what a save! Oh, sneaky shot by Costanzo. And I'll tell you what, DeBenedictis saw it the last second and just grabbed that thing like trying to catch a housefly. And he picked it off. 2 minutes played. Faceoff to the left of DeBenedictis in the Linfield end. And Simonetti wins. Actually, it was Henrahan winning this faceoff, but Gloucester steals it. Can't be kept in, though, at the left point. Chips out the center. Ashley fires it back in for the delayed offside. Danny Mack, senior captain, looks up ahead. Too far to a teammate. Try to get it to Bonapane. Sent right back in by Ashley. Tashian with it, and he will get it out of the zone on the far boards and redirects it into the Gloucester end, around the boards from right to left, around the cage, around the perimeter, in the near corner, centering pass, sticked aside by Marone, and White will have it, loses it on the pass, looking for field, goes into the Linfield end, Mack, first man back, bounces it off the boards at center ice, and Mack flips it into the Gloucester end. Abreu has to chase it back. He's a defenseman. He's a forward. He can play both positions. Right now he's playing defense, loses it, and it's a centering pass by Pifko that goes wide, looking for Alves. Back to the left point. Scapatullo keeps it in. Penalty. Get a hook on somebody. Time of the penalty. It's going to be called on Pifko of Linfield. That means the face-off will go in the other direction, be down at the Linfield end. And it's Simonetti against Costanzo again. Nobody wins this one. Everybody falls on it. And it's stick loose, comes back to Abreu, left point, goes over to field, circle left, centering pass, score. This may be Costanzo on the doorstep. It is Delaney. Delaney from field. It's a power play goal. Gloucester goes up by two again. that didn't take long. 11-hour play, and Gloucester converts. It's now 4-2, Fisherman. They regain that two-goal lead. Here comes Linfield back in the other direction, though, down into the Gloucester end. Mack is bumped as he sends it down low to Alves. He backhands it toward the end boards, but there's nobody there. Puck is on the near boards in front of the Gloucester bench. Everybody fighting for it. Fisherman will come away with it. Schuster looking for a long pass up to Costanzo. It's in the Linfield end. A group comes over to help out. Costanzo falls on a Linfield player, and the puck is deflected back into the zone. Costanzo is clobbered by Mack. They both go down, and the puck is cleared out to center ice to Schuster. He'll get it up to the line, to the Gloucester line, where everybody fights for it. And it's Linfield across it. Alves leading the attack. He's got Pifko right behind him. Freitas takes it away from Alves. Pifko over to help out behind the net. Bodies flying all over the place here. Lee's still in the Gloucester end on the near board. Centering pass intercepted by Abreu. Gets it out right side to Morris. Stick handling across the line, looking for some help. Being dogged by Lacoste, and it comes out of the zone. First man on it is Colin Dennison. Gets some help from Robbins. Goes back into the Linfield end where Fusillo has to send it around. He is hit by Gonzo, who takes the puck away to field on the left circle, shoots it wide. Pioneers will bring it out. Flying, it's Fusillo. Brings it out by himself, gets it across the line. Picked up by Dennison at center. And it's offside. Or is it a penalty? Just offside. We played 5:15 in this third period. Gloucester 4, Linfield 2. And E.J. Field has been involved, I think, in every... Nope. Yes, he has. Every Gloucester goal. Abbott across the line. Hit by Mack up high once again. Goes into the Linfield end behind the cage. Another check. Getting very chippy. Centering pass. Abbott's got it in his skates. And he flips it just wide of the net. And it's cleared out by Linfield. Abbott has it at center once again, unattended. And he needs a line change. Tries to get it over to Aiden Donald. Has it. Donald heads to the net. Nobody bother him. Finally, somebody picks him up and checks it back to Schuster. Keeps it in. Looking for a pass down to Levero. And he centers it. It goes and trickles in on DeBenedictis, who will put the glove down and stop it right there. Inside the 9-minute mark now. Left to go in the game. So Field has 4 points tonight. He's been involved in every single Gloucester goal so far. Shots are even at this point at 18 apiece. Pioneers bring it out of the zone. Fusillo leading the attack. Defenseman heads right to the spot. Bumped off the play by Delaney. Iced by Gloucester. Oh no, it's cleared by Gloucester, and DeBenedictis comes out to make a play. Scapatullo has to come up with it. Can't get it out of the zone, and it's intercepted by the Fisherman. Turnover in the Linfield end. Play on the near boards out of our sight in front of the Linfield bench. Finally, the puck squirts around to the other end. Simonetti almost falls, trying to get it ahead to Pifko. He does. Pifko with a one-on-one loses the puck, and it's taken away by Gloucester. Goes out of the zone. Fishermen have a two-on-two at the moment, forming up, centering pass, and it's a shot and a save. Man, that thing was slow to develop. Trying to see who that was. It was Marone. It was very slow leading play developing, and Marone put a weak shot in, and it kind of fooled DeBenedictis, but he was able to stop it. Another face-off in the Linfield end. Simonetti and Costanzo. Costanzo wins this one. Centering pass Oh, man, and Field can't come up with this one. Costanzo again buzzing around. Top of the circle, gives it over left side to Schuster. Heads to the circle on the far side, shoots it behind the cage. Field fights for it. Costanzo and Monopane collide. And it's just flipped out of the zone, way up high, a lob pass out of the zone by Linfield. But Costanzo picks up the pace once again, heads down range, and he tries to center it. It goes behind the net. Where is it? On the near boards. Mack scooting to try to get it out of the zone. Gloucester now with tremendous forecheckings. All over the place. Field has it. Turnaround shot. Shoots it wide. Bodies flying again. Colliding, and finally, Pioneers get it out of the zone. Backhanded feed by Bonapane into the Gloucester end. Fisherman come right back, though, with numbers. Field. Far side. Checked off the play by Alves. Puck goes up high. Simonetti has it. With it. Far side. Across the Gloucester zone. A line. Wrist shot. Glove save by Vatanz. Well, Linfield sort of controlled the first part of the second period. Gloucester pretty much controlling this third period to this point with 6.5 left to go. Pioneers down by two. Simonetti fighting for the puck in the Gloucester end on the far boards, mid-zone. Kept in by Barrett. And again, fighting for it is Hifko. Back to Barrett. Shot, long range, save along the ice by Vatanz in the near corner this time. Back out it comes, and can't be picked out by Donald. Delayed offside, so Linfield has to tag up. Puck deflected at center ice. Abbott can't come up with it. Donald fighting for it. Hifko has it, looking for Simonetti. Left wing, looking to make a play. Heads to the net, still with it. Big dude drops it between the points and lifts it down low, looking for Fusillo, who's up from a defensive position. And that's forcing, let's see. Fusillo with it. Fusillo's playing up now on the wing. Over it goes to Hifko. Back to the right point. Through a screen, deflected wide. Near boards. Oh, but Gloucester flips it out to center. Gathered up by Donald. One on two. Puts the brakes on. Circles. Looking for Delaney. Still with it, Donald. Pirouettes the other way. Now he heads to the cage. Overskates the puck. Out comes the Pioneers. Colin Dennison. He shoots from long range. Kind of a weak shot. Gloved easily this time by Vatanz. 5 minutes left to go in this one. Most excellent hockey game between two solid Division II schools. Gloucester leading 4-2. E.J. Field with 2 goals and 2 assists in this one. Costanzo and Delaney with the other 2 goals. Right across the goal mouth, and a shot by Tashian, saved by Vatanz. And Tashian wheels all the way back into his own zone to chase the puck down. Get some help from Lacoste. Gloucester all over it now, though. They're in the Linfield end as they hustle back. And the Pioneers will break it out with a possible 2-on-1. But no, Delaney gets back in position. And Tashian hammers Freitas into the boards. No call. Head first. And then Tashian we'll let this one go. But man, oh man. Could have been about 9 penalties called in that one play between the two players. And here's a check into the near boards. Forgetting about the puck, finally. Delaney gets it ahead to Abreu. Down the slot he goes. Oh, man. Terrific save by Danny Mack in front of Simonetti. By Simonetti in front of his own goal. 4 minutes left to go in the game. The pace is picked up. The body checking is picked up. Costanzo has Field with him. Costanzo down the slot. Shoots. Rebound out front. Field can't come up with it. Shot by Morris goes wide. Costanzo knocked it down with a stick above his shoulders. Up and down we go. 3:46 left to go in the game. Gloucester 4, Linfield 2. Next game will be state tournament action. Coaches are telling me that there won't be any home games. Games will be, all the games will be at neutral sites. And so will we. Was lost to leading it by a score of 4-2.
KPN Savings Bank. I'm Bob Gillis, president of KPN Savings Bank, serving the KPN community with stability and commitment for over 170 years. Since 1846, our customers have relied on our local bank service and big bank benefits. Stop by our offices or call to talk about your banking needs at 978-283-0246. Built on community, KPNSavings.bank.
Member FDIC. Member DIF. Equal housing lender.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
It's desperation time for Linfield. Down by two, 3:46 left to go in the game. They've got the puck, or the faceoff, in the Gloucester end. Simonetti is out there with Pifko and Alves. Costanzo is out there, I believe, with Morris and Field. Costanzo wins the faceoff, tries to get it to Morris, and gets it out of the zone. Tracked down by Tyler Scapatullo for Linfield on defense. He slides it ahead to Ronnie Fasillo, who's up front now with Simonetti. Fasillo has it in the slot. Look out. Shots. Oh, man, I thought it was in. Nope. Pifko had Vatanz down and out, and somehow, point-blank range, Vatanz makes the save. Pifko just kind of gliding from right to left across the slot. No fisherman near him, except for Vatanz, and he made it, the stop. Face off. One by shot from the slot up high. Save is made. Barrett with that shot, and the puck is going to go all the way back into the Linfield end. 3:11 left to go. Pioneers down by two. Fasillo stick handling. He is on offense now. Shoots from a bad angle. Vatanz makes the stop. Fasillo, another senior captain. Danny Mack, a captain, and John Simonetti, the captains for Linfield Pioneers. Fasillo started on defense. He's up on a wing now. Simonetti and Pifko still out there as well on that line. Simonetti wins the faceoff. It's a long-range shot. Delaney steals it. He's got a two-on-one. Gets it over in the left wing to Abreu. He puts it up high. Goes back for the puck on the end boards. Delaney is crunched into the boards by Fasillo, and Delaney punches Fasillo. They're both going off. We're going to have matching penalties on this one. Delaney for Gloucester. And Fasillo for Linfield. That means you got 5-on-5 out there. We're down to 2:39. Faceoff in the Linfield end. We'll see if Benedictus is going to come out of the net at any time soon. Face-off won by Simonetti, cleared out to center ice. Freitas knocks it down with his glove. Pifko fights for it, gets it to Simonetti in the Gloucester end. Centering pass. Oh, man, Pifko was tied up just enough by Schuster. Couldn't get a stick on it in the slot. Pifko fighting for it with Schuster at the moment. Simonetti comes over to help out. 2:18 left to go in the hockey game. Alves on the far boards. To Pifko, he's alone. Goal line extended, drops it back to the point. Capitulo misfires, but somehow it trickles through and a score. It's Scopatulo misfired, and Alves pounced on it and gets the goal. So Linfield has cut it to one once again. .1245 is the time of the goal. Make it .1255. And now it's 4-3. Gloucester leading it by one goal. Linfield gets one back inside the two-minute mark. 1:54 remaining. Here we go. The big battle between Costanzo and Simonetti. Simonetti's got about 6 inches over him in height. Costanzo wins this one. Nope, it's taken away by Pipko. Out of the zone quickly. He's got Alves with him. Simonetti joins in. Centering pass. Simonetti can't quite redirect it. Goes into the near corner. Back to the point. Once again, Scopatulo fires it. This time it goes wide. Colin Dennison out there as the net is empty. Empty net. Can't put a stick on it as Scopatulo can't come up with it. Into the corner it goes. Near side. Pifko centers it. Simonetti's knocked down from behind. No call. Kept in at the right point by Danny Mack. Linfield all over the place here in front of the net. Puck squirts through. Look out here. Mack shot blocked up tight. Mack fighting to keep it in. Scopatulo does. What a defensive play by Field. 1 minute left to go in the game. Centering pass deflected behind the cage. Field and Simonetti fighting for it near corner. Costanzo working to get it out. Can't. Comes to the other side. Centering pass. Cleared aside. Cleared to the side by Field. Costanzo can't come up with it. Linfield with a 6-on-5 right now. Empty net. 42 seconds. They're desperate trying to get this goal. And it's cleared out of the zone. Where is it? Hits the scoreboard. They're going to say the faceoff is outside the line, I think. Penalties are over, by the way, the matching penalties. To Delaney and Fasillo. 37 seconds left to go in this one. What a game. 4-3, Gloucester leading it. Empty net. Down to our right. 6-on-5, Linfield. Now Gloucester will take the timeout. Game opened up with Gloucester scoring the first two goals. E.J. Field scored both. Jack Costanzo set up both. First one, power play at 4:32. The second one at 5:37, 5-on-5. And Danny Mack pulled it back within one at 11:35 as Simonetti and Fasillo got the assist. 2-1 Gloucester after one. Costanzo made it 3-1 at the five-minute mark of the second with Field getting the assist. Simonetti scored, making it 3-2 for Linfield. Coming back, trailing by one. 12:28 left to go in the second. Alves the assist. Delaney increases it to 4-2 once again for Gloucester. 3:20 of the third. Field the assist, a power play. But then Alves comes back with Scopatulo getting the assist at 12:55. And that's where we are, 4-3 Gloucester. With 30 seconds left to go. I don't think either one of these teams wants to see the other in the state tournament, that is, as an opponent. All right, faceoff is just outside the Gloucester line. Simonetti has Mack, Pifko, and Alves with him up front. Mack has it. He'll slide it along the boards. 31 seconds. Gloucester comes up with it and clears it. And this will be icing on Gloucester. And there it is. Excuse me, 23 seconds left. Costanzo has evened up these faceoff wins here in this third period. Once again, facing off with Simonetti. This time Simonetti wins it. And Mack fires it. Glove save. Bazan. Seconds left to go. Freitas out there with Abreu, Costanzo, Field. I can't see the other numbers. Faceoff won by Linfield once again. Shot from long range, doesn't get through. Simonetti has it, hit the post! Hit the post and bounced out. Simonetti chases it into the corner, 6 seconds left. Simonetti centers it, and it's covered up by Patans with 1.9 seconds left. Simonetti hit the post. Oh, man. Gloucester leading by one. Well, Simonetti against Costanzo. And that's the game. Terrific hockey game. A little hard feelings there, a little bumping afterwards. Simonetti, to his credit, is telling his boys, let's go. Come on, get out of here. Break up the scrum. We don't need any further action. Gloucester kids doing the same thing. What a game. Oh, my goodness, what a game. We'll take a break here, but the final score, Gloucester 4, Linfield 3. As good a hockey game as you'll see in high school. Most excellent. We'll be right back.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Editor at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Hard-fought, physical game, a little pushing and shoving and elbowing and crunching around and yelling at each other, but afterwards, shake hands, and a few players milling about talking to each other from the teams in a show of good sportsmanship. Whew, what a game. 4-3, Gloucester wins it. It opened up E.J. Field scoring at 4:32 of the first on a power play. Jack Costanzo the assist, and then they duplicated that a minute and 5 seconds later, 5-on-5. We're in the first period, 2-0 at 5:37. Gloucester leads it. Danny Mack came back for Linfield late in the period at 11:35, scoring with Vasilio, and Simonetti got the first assist, Vasilio the other, and that made it 2-1 after one. Second period, it was Costanzo scoring at the five-minute mark, Field the assist naturally, making it 3-1, and then Simonetti from Alves at 12:28, making the score, 3-2 after 2, as John Simonetti, captain, cut the lead to 1, Nate Alves, a freshman, with the helper. And then in the third period, it was Gloucester's Jack Delaney. He's a freshman. He scored, being set up beautifully by E.J. Field on the power play, made it 3:20, at the 3:20 mark, rather, made it 4-2 Gloucester, and then it was Nate Alves scoring from Tyler Scapatullo to end the scoring at 12:55, and it was a furious finish, as I think there were about 2 minutes left in the game when Coach Gardner pulled his goalie, and Linfield did everything but score. Simonetti hitting the post with a couple of seconds left to go in the game that would have tied it. Well, we expect good things from both these teams in the D2 tournament, and we certainly wish both of them well. My thanks to both coaching staffs, to Derek Geary of Gloucester, of course, and to John Gardner, Brother Jay, and the guys over at Linfield as well. Matt Muniz, too, for Gloucester. I forgot to mention him. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the help that they've given me this year. And that takes care of the regular season, but what a way to finish. My goodness. So Gloucester ends it with a 4-3 win. The Fishermen now have a record of 12-6-2, 12 wins, 6 losses, 2 ties overall. And meanwhile, the Linfield Pioneers record is now 11-6-3 overall. And we all await to see what happens coming up in the D2 tournament seedings and pairings and so on. All right, so that's it. Don't forget tomorrow, Connections at 10 a.m. It's a live program, our little North Shore news magazine here, with a discussion of current events. We'll have a little bit of information from Salem. We'll talk to the Gloucester Fire Chief. Should even have the beer pod stopping by tomorrow at 10 a.m. That takes care of it from here, from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. Great game between two good programs, 4 and Linfield 3. On behalf of Bill Newell, our engineer and producer Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsSports.com.